Hey, welcome back to another episode of Rod and Flava. I'm Rod.
And I'm Flava.
And we're back with you here on this kind of beautiful Monday. I mean, this weekend was absolutely gorgeous here in Southern California. And today we woke up and it was raining.
I'm going to call it Murphy's Law Monday. And reason being is, guys had the pool beautiful, sparkling, ready to go. Today is my Saturday, and I woke up to it raining, and all I could think of is, no!
Yeah, that sucked. Well, hopefully Mother Nature will bring you some better weather as the week goes on.
Yeah, I finally got rid of the sun poisoning, so I need my vitamin D. I need to go get my tan on.
Gotta get it back. That's right. Gotta get that vitamin D. You know, to stay, I don't want to say COVID strong. That sounds kind of weird, but maybe just protect yourself against it as best you can. You know, and speaking of that, and you know, we're in, I guess, going into month three, I'm losing count, of, you know, the safer at home.
It's all a blur.
It is. But what was interesting that I found, and I was talking to you earlier before we came on the air, about drinks, because something came up. And I don't know if this is another social media myth or who knows. No one knows. I mean, no one knows. But they were making a correlation between quinine and I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, but it's, it's hydro. My gosh, I can't really draw a blank on how to pronounce this. It's what Donald Trump is claiming to be taking right now. And
he's actually taking it.
He's taking it. Hydroxychloroquine. That's what it is.
Okay.
And quinine. And now quinine, interestingly, is found in tonic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just drinking some tonic mixed with adult beverage.
Really?
Pardon me.
So.
Really quick. Cheers to tonic.
Cheers to tonic. Now, I don't know. I mean, whether this is true or not, that it can, you know, help you with, you know, getting your resistance up to this virus, because tonic does have quinine in it.
Which does have health benefits.
It does. No, it does. I
know when I have an upset tummy, I go for the tonic.
And it works.
It works.
I don't know if it works for COVID-19, but I'll tell you this. It tastes real good. So whether you mix it with alcohol, or whether you just, you know, squirting some lemon and some ice,
which is a nice little refresher,
it is,
by the way,
and it's good, and I'm enjoying that right now. So, but that's, are we gonna run out of like tonic on the shelves now? Is that the new toilet paper, you think?
I don't know, but interesting enough, we have plenty of toilet paper.
Yeah,
I have plenty of paper towels. We ran out of paper dishes. How does that even happen?
Yeah, because those are everywhere.
I know. But I am going to stock up on tonic just in case.
Just in case. But
seriously.
But do you know what the number one drink is right now for adults? And it doesn't have tonic in it.
I was surprised. But I actually heard on a couple different sources, including the highway, on my commute. So I do. But let it roll.
Because I was shocked. And for listeners out there, if you guess this, I'm impressed.
Does anybody know the number one quarantine drink right now?
For adults, is the Old Fashioned.
Da-da-da-da-da!
it's the Old Fashioned. I'm like, wow. I'm blown away.
I've never even been there, so I couldn't even comment on it. I'm really not a whiskey drinker.
Yeah, apparently more Americans are now.
So I can't even comment on it.
Yeah.
All I can say is this tonic is really good, though.
Yes, it is. It is. It's really good. And, you know, as we're seeing, you know, the national picture, I mean, you're seeing more places opening up now, restaurants opening up, people dining in.
Wait. Let me just rewind you, though.
Okay.
Dining in Arizona and Utah and other states?
Yeah, no. Because
we ain't seen that here.
Nah, we haven't. However, our governor is alluding to stage 3. And as you all know from last week's episode, What is stage three? What we equate the stages to. And if you don't know, you got to go back and listen. But stage three is, we're talking sporting events. We're talking, you know, hair salons opening up, barbers opening up. You know, I mean, you know, some people, I won't name names, that come on the air every afternoon seem to be growing a mullet. So maybe that could get taken care of for him. But yeah, that'd be great. Oh, I'm talking about our governor. I know you look a little confused.
I did look confused because he looked in tip-top shape today. So really? I'm thinking his little trip to Montana, I don't know.
What?
Family ranch.
Wow. Okay, hold on. Because I actually didn't get to see him today. Do tell. This is news for me.
All over social media, it said that he was up at his wife's family ranch in Montana over the weekend and then flew down to Napa today for his press conference. So I can neither confirm nor deny, but his hair definitely did not look straggled. Just saying.
Interesting. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it tomorrow. Maybe I'll pull up a video. So we're on a stay-at-home order, but yet somebody's not staying at home in California like they should be.
I don't know. I don't know. But then, you know, we now have this, now we're getting closer to stage three. So maybe actually being able to spread your wings a little, thought translating to maybe we need to do that here. I don't know. I'm not in politics. I'm not running the state.
I know.
But,
or maybe a couple of big companies in California who are a little fed up that contribute quite a bit of money or getting in someone's ear.
I don't know. But first and foremost, we do hope that everyone is staying safe. And if you are at risk or have low immunities or autoimmune deficiencies or disorders, that you are staying safe. And we do want everyone to stay safe. And we don't want to see anyone out there be a statistic.
No, absolutely not. I know I
but at the same time, you know, we do want to back the businesses as well.
No, we do. And I know I like to poke lighthearted fun at it, but you're right. At the end of the day, I do want to see as many people stay safe and strong as possible.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. But we do have a whole state to run as well, so.
Yes, we do. So
anyways, off of politics. Off of politics.
But and back to reality, which the reality is that most of us are, you know, stuck at home. And if you have kids, you're stuck at home with the kids, and the kids are going crazy. And we touched on it, or I touched on it last week.
Moms are hiding out in the bathroom with their mommy sippy cups.
Yeah, but when moms are not hiding out, I mean, what are, those on those rare occasions, what are some of the things that could be done?
There's really a lot to do. And I think after you get over the initial restlessness of locked doors, you really do start to find your place back within your family again. And I know some of the things that we've done. We've all five of us have done painting night together with actual canvases.
That was actually a blast. I didn't realize how good of an artist I was.
See? Unlocking your true potential.
I know. I impressed myself. Of course, mine was the worst out of everybody's,
It was not.
It looked really good, though, to me. I mean, you know.
Hey, you're left-hander.
Yeah.
Hey. You know? Lefties have rights, too.
Yeah, we do. I got creative.
You did really great. Oh, the best part of art is that it's, because they do give you directions. Yes. We actually went through Pino's palette.
Yes.
For our particular art night, and we purchased ahead of time art kits. Yes. And you can do Zoom calls with them for meetings for specific classes, or you can do pre-recorded. What we did is we actually just had instructions printed out for us along with the supplies, and we kind of just did it on our own, which I thought was super awesome.
It was.
It left so much room for your interpretation of how it should be or what your art should be versus what they were instructing you to do. And I truly feel that's what art is about. It's what you're feeling. It's what your interpretation of it is.
Yes.
And we had some really great results. And it's funny because not that all of us did the same painting. We actually had three different instructions for three different paintings. But to see the ones that were paired up, just significant differences between them. Because everyone's individual, just as art is individual. True. So that was a lot of fun.
It was. We expressed ourselves.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And some of the other things that...
Sorry for the side rant. But we also have done chalk painting in the driveway. We've done house trivia. You kind of had that up.
Yeah, house trivia is fun. I mean, think about it. There's things that you see around your house every single day. And after a while, you kind of get used to it. You take it for granted. But it's funny when you do trivia and, you know, we were like, hey, how many chairs are in the kitchen and the dining room? And you have about 3 seconds to answer, you know, whoever raises their hand, they get the question, they get to answer it. And, everyone got that wrong. But then eventually our son, he got it right before all of us. But yeah. It's
like the things you take for granted. It's silly
stuff. It is.
But it's fun. Like, you know, so you go, like, how many LED lights? How many
TVs?
How many battery-operated candles are in the whatever room?
Yep.
And we just, things, everyday stuff, making a game out of it.
It was fun. Even the dance parties, you know, I got to think. I don't want to say her name, that device you get on Amazon. She might start saying, well, what was that? But... you know, having her play music, you know, last night was 80s dance night.
Favorite!
It was awesome. I had a good time, you know. My two left feet were doing all right out there.
Totally awesome 80s!
Yes, it was. It sure was.
We've also participated in driveway DJ within our community, our neighborhood.
That's a lot of fun, you know. Everybody, you know, they social distance because you're in your driveway, you got your lounge chairs out there, or your pop-up shade, your favorite beverage, or soft drink. And, you know, the DJ, he came by. I think his name is Graham.
Is Graham.
And started playing music, did trivia. He does bingo. I mean, everyone had a blast. We even had the Kona ice truck come by one day and do the slushies. And, you know, there's definitely ways to adapt and make the most out of what's going on right now.
Board games, puzzles.
The classics, yes.
And you discovered some cool new apps that we get to play as a family.
Yes, Monopoly, awesome. Uno, awesome. And these are apps that anyone with a smartphone or tablet, I know you're laughing.
I know I'm laughing.
Because the sound effects, huh?
It is. Oh, my goodness. So on Uno, when you get slapped with a +4 or +2, it's all whoops. It really slaps you, and I can't help but laugh, and I sound so evil, because you know, you throw your husband or your child a +4, and you laugh, because it's all whoops.
Or is it like,
oh, I think it slaps each like card that.
You get, yeah. So if you get +12, it's like it's a machine gun slap.
Where can they get this app?
So you can get it in the Google Play Store, you can get it in the App Store if you have an iOS device. It's free. I know that there's also, if you have an iOS, you know, which would be an Apple iPhone or an iPad, you can actually go onto your text and go into the game center, and it's called Crazy 8 in there.
Yes.
It's absolutely free. Up to five, I think it's up to five people can play, or six people.
Well, that works for us.
And it's a blast, and you can do it from anywhere. So you could have your, you know, relatives on the other side of the world, and you send them a text with this invite.
Or in Nevada. Northern California.
Yep, and let's play. So I'm putting it out there to anybody that wants to get a little Crazy 8, if you're doing an iOS, and there's also the actual Uno app itself. So definitely look into that. So... ahead.
By the sound of Alexa, we just had a delivery.
Apparently so. I didn't see anybody come to the door.
We're
but...
all sounded up here. But talking about deliveries.
And scams.
And scams. Burm, burm, burm. This is your this week's PSA, public service announcement. So, everybody knows I love Baby Yoda. Yes. I am just in love with Baby Yoda. So, on Facebook, I saw where you can get this animatronic Baby Yoda. He's so cute. He makes the sounds, and he moves, and his eyes, and he's just so cute. You just want to snuggle him up. I went online. I had Rod order one for me. I'm like, I need it. I absolutely need it. Take my money.
Because she couldn't wait for
my money.
And because you couldn't wait for the Disney one to come.
Guess what happened? They took our money.
Oh, yeah. They took it.
I want you to hear this. That is the sound of a 3-inch tall, hard plastic, deformed looking Yoda I received. There's nowhere to put batteries in. It looks like something you would get, and I'm not meaning to put them down or anything, I'm just saying it looks like something you would get from the 99-cent store.
It does. It really does. It looks like something, if you popped a quarter in a machine and turned a dial, that might pop out.
Exactly. I was really bummed out.
And then 3 days later, what happened? Do tell.
Oh, so after our kids had us all freaked out because I guess people are having random packages sent to people's houses. It's so funny making a slight error instead of 2 point whatever pounds. Oh,
that's right. It was supposed to be 2.197 and
pounds. It said it was a 21-pound package
that was coming our way, according to the UPS app.
And our minds were blown. Yeah. We're like, what did you order? No, what did you order?
I didn't order a thing.
We didn't order anything. Well, it was actually Disney's Star Wars The Mandalorian The Child, a.k.a. showed up, and I was so scared opening the box. I was like, did someone send us a bomb? I have no idea what this is. I opened it up, and it is so cute. It's squishy. Pretty, it's soft. He's not an animatronic, but his little fingers are like beep beep. And he has the big eyes that you just sink into, and oh my goodness, so cute. So worth the money. I think he was only like $35.
Yeah, he wasn't that much money. I think. No, was he? No, it was $24.99 plus the
24.
I think it did. You know, you're right, though. It came about $35 with tax and shipping.
With tax and shipping, right?
Yes.
So cute and so happy. And because I really was just really bummed out. I was sad. I was really sad. So, thank you, Disney, for actually having a true-looking The Child, as they call it. But Baby Yoda, I'm loving him.
And that delivery notice might be another one, because we did order two.
Oh.
Way back in, what was that, January?
Well, what is better than one Baby Yoda?
Two Baby Yoda.
Two Baby Yodas.
Or as Star Wars faithful like us, I know it's The Child, but we like Baby Yoda better, so...
But he's Baby Yoda.
It is. So moving on from Baby Yoda, because I know you love Baby Yoda.
I do.
You were in Albertsons recently.
And I was today?
I'm not going to tell the story. I don't want to ruin it. It was funny. And I think a lot of you appreciate this, because as you know, wherever you go now, especially if you live in the city of L.A., you got to wear a mask.
All right. So to go back to my... Monday morning, waking up, it's rainy out. I'm like, okay, I got to make homemade chili today. So the girls and I run over to Albertsons to get our ingredients, and I stop in the produce department really quick. You know, I just swallowed wrong. We're all masked up. I'm standing next to the strawberries. I was going to grab a quick basket of strawberries. You know, berries are always good. And I swallowed wrong. And I started kind of choking. And then I couldn't get any air. Because every time I go to suck in air, I'm wearing this mask. So then I really start to cough. I'm telling you, this poor guy's eyes got the size of silver dollars. And that look of dread and just, oh, H-E double hockey sticks ran across his face.
You know why.
Oh, my God. He's like, Rona, is that you?
Yep. He's like, oh, man. It's the big one. Here it comes. She got it.
He ran so quick, so far. And all I could think of is, no, no, really. I swallowed wrong. Sorry. I created panic. I'm so sorry. My bad. But... Did. Yes, that happened earlier. So,
are we gonna become like the characters in Demolition Man? Is that where we're headed?
I hope not.
Anyways,
but last week we did mention about face masks. People wearing face masks alone in their car.
I still don't get that.
So I've seen a lot of funnies though come across Facebook.
Oh, like little gifs and memes and stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
So I feel you. We feel you. You guys are feeling us on that. A funny one, it has a Muppet on it, and it says, people driving alone in their cars wearing a mask are the reason why Pop-Tarts come with instructions.
Oh, damn.
I'm just going to put it out there.
I'm speechless. I'm still processing that. Wow. Damn, truth hurts, huh?
Yeah.
Truth hurts.
Yeah. Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, really quick, we do not have beers this week as we are doing the adult tonics, but I just wanted to say that, because we do love some craft beers.
Oh, absolutely.
In LA County alone, there are 77 craft breweries and 23 brew pubs.
Nice.
In LA County alone.
And we need the support.
We do. We need to support all of them. So start drinking up. Orange County has 36 breweries with 7 brew pubs. And out in the Inland Empire, there are 47 breweries and 12 brew pubs. So I think next Monday, we should Pocock. I'm just going to, right here, on my list.
That's in our neck of the woods.
We got to get a little something from Pocock and do a little spiel.
I think we need to. They make some amazing beer. They even, some of you who are Rams fans might actually be familiar with their beer because it was being served at the Coliseum.
Save it for next week.
I'll just give you a teaser. I'll leave it at that. All right. So,
wow.
I kind of want to get into football, and I kind of want to get into some other things. I know I got so much I want to talk about, but...
I know.
But let's talk a little football.
Love football.
Yeah, what are you hearing on the... It is the sport of kings. And I just want to talk about Broncos today, but... So, sorry for any non-Broncos fans, but what are you hearing on our front? How are we looking?
We're looking good. We're on the DL. People are saying, you know, we're coming up on that DL.
I like the DL.
I love the DL. Broncos usually come up on the DL. Yep,
stay off that radar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So what I heard is actually Drew Lock was listed as one of the top dark horse favorites to win the NFL MVP.
Really?
So... Okay. Let that sink in for a second.
Yeah,
so
that
not only does he like groove out on the sidelines and rap and dance, he's actually looking like NFL MVP material.
You know, I'm kind of speechless. Okay, I know I'm a little speechless. I'm thinking about that.
You're processing.
Yes, because think about this. Patrick Mahomes, year two.
Yeah.
NFL MVP. Who else? Come on, we'll see if you know. Come on. I'll say it for you. Lamar Jackson.
Oh, thank you.
Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
Year two.
Right.
And he was the NFL MVP.
Yeah.
Drew Lock.
Oh, this is his second year.
I'm putting it out in the universe. Gotta put it out there.
Well, I love number two anyways. Yeah. Two's always been good. So.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah.
Man, that would be an NFL hat trick. I would like that hat trick.
Oh,
nice.
I'm kind of excited. All right.
We'll see. I mean, it's, you know, that race is usually wide open until it's no longer. So
I'm just excited to see some. Who's with me? I know, pretty exciting yesterday.
Yeah.
NASCAR?
Yeah.
Hello.
That was nice. I mean, it was kind of a trip seeing them wearing the masks, you know, on there. But I mean, I get it. But yeah, Kevin Harvick won the race and
congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations to him.
But it was a real live race, not yeah. I mean, as cool as the what were they doing? They were doing
the virtual racing. That was actually kind
that
of cool.
was actually pretty badass.
We wanted to get on that, but I know we're not pros, but I would have loved to have done that. Yeah.
But yesterday having a real live sport back.
So that is the first
that was amazing
major sport in America to go live.
Yeah.
Since the pandemic,
yay.
Yeah. So, yes, ups to them. So way to go, NASCAR. I'm sure NFL and NBA are probably close behind you. And
let's hope.
Hopefully MLB as well.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cheers to that. So one last thing.
Sure.
I know our your parents out in Nevada and us here in LA area, we encounter a lot of pollutants in the air and whatnot.
Oh my God, between the fires and the smog on occasion. Yeah, we do.
And pollen.
Oh yeah.
And pollen.
Yeah, pollen's the worst for me.
We do have Landing Heating and Air that have been installing air scrubbers.
Yes, and I've heard really good things about it. It's so good that we are seriously considering getting one done before summertime.
Yes. So, I'm sorry, I was not ready. I'm pulling up the info right now.
Okay.
But tell us a little bit about Landing Heating and Air as I am pulling up the air scrubber info.
Yeah, his company, it's the owner, William, he's been around for, gosh, over 20-something years. Amazing company, another local company, and we always want to support our local businesses.
Absolutely.
Does, you know, commercial, residential, you know, heating, ventilation, air conditioning, of course, or your HVAC. Did wonders for our house. We had I won't call the system defective, but the builder, our house was built years ago, but the builder decided to shove stucco in places where it didn't belong. And for years,
they just spray it on. They don't pay attention. Oh,
well, all I know is for years, our upstairs AC was horrible. I mean, it would, in the summertime, you couldn't get that upstairs cooler than 80 degrees in the daytime. And he came out, went up in the attic, which is probably like 120 up there or more. And in less than a minute, so I know exactly what it is. And about
my mind was blown, by the way, that he knew that quick.
Yep, and it took him 2 minutes to fix it. And within like 20 minutes, our temperature dropped like, I think, almost 10 degrees. It was insane.
Yeah.
Never had a problem since. Mm-hmm. So highly recommend them. Anybody in anywhere in Southern California, maybe even Central California, definitely look at them. It's Landeen, Landeen, Heating and Air.
Right. William Landeen. And then just to let you know, the air scrubbers that he's been installing, a lot of people up in Porter Ranch, when they had that huge gas spill, were having these installed. And it was the only product that the gas company used to neutralize the gas odor, giving the homeowner, because up there, the gas was giving the homeowners headaches and migraines and nausea.
Which is unfortunate.
And he was able to install a lot of those to help a lot of the homeowners.
No, he did. So it was a really, really good thing there. So definitely.
Clean air can't be a bad thing, especially with germs. And I don't know if it translates to cleaner air with COVID or anything like that. But
it can't hurt for other things.
It can't hurt
for other things. No, not at all. Not at all. Well, we don't want to keep you guys too much longer. Actually, we'd love to keep you guys. I take that back.
We keep you all night.
We want to keep you all night, but we got to get going. But before I go, we have been getting some good feedback. And one of it was, hey, how can we get in touch with you? And it's really easy. Email us at rodandflava.com. So it's RODNFLAVA. I'm sorry, at gmail.com. Excuse me, rodandflava@gmail.com. And we'd love to take your questions. If there's something you want us to talk about, we'll talk about. If you know about a really good local business, we would love to hear more about them and plug them, because we are all about getting our economy going and keeping it going strong. So please hit us up.
Absolutely.
So with that said, I'm looking forward to next Monday. I got some other cool things I want to talk about, but I want to save them for next week.
I know. I'm feeling like a chatty Cathy tonight. So
I know. So with that said, I'm Rod.
And I'm Flava.
And you've been listening to Rod and Flava.
Ciao.